Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Our blood supply is critically low. Let's go in-depth with Claire DeRoyne with LifeServe Blood Center. So Claire, what's LifeServe?
LifeServe is a community blood center, and we're based here in Iowa, but we provide blood to more than 120 hospitals across Iowa and into Nebraska and South Dakota. And being a community blood center means we only collect blood in communities where we give that blood back to the hospital or medical center, whatever, you know, whatever is serving the community.
Well, you must be a huge organization.
Not as huge as you would think. We have about, 300-ish employees spread out across those communities. A lot of us live in the communities where we host blood drives. So we're here, we're, you know, from the area, we're your neighbors.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about how the process works? I know we go, there's a blood drive, we go give blood. What happens then?
Well, after someone gives blood, the blood gets transported back to the closest processing center. It's a LifeServe center. So folks in your area, that blood would go back to Des Moines. We run 15 tests on each and every unit of blood, and that's whether someone's a first-time donor or they've donated 20 gallons with us. We test each sample every single time. Once all that tests out, the blood just travels right back into the community to a medical center or hospital, where it's either transfused or it gets replaced by fresh blood, and we take that blood back to another hospital that will use it. We try not to let blood go out of date. We shuffle it around a lot to make sure hospitals have the freshest blood and just to make sure we don't let any expire. So there's quite a long trip your blood takes after you donate it, but it's always within, you know, your community.
The main communities listening today are Pella, Knoxville, and Indianola. I presume there's drives in all of those places at different times?
That is correct. We have blood drives coming up in Pella. I know at the Peace Lutheran Church, I think they do their blood drives on Mondays. And we also have quite a few blood drives in Indianola at businesses and Knoxville as well. We're kind of here, there, and everywhere at businesses, churches. We do scholarship blood drives. And if someone says, well, I don't want to go to Pella or I'm in Indianola, where's my closest drive? You can look that up on our website. That's LifeServeBloodCenter.org. And there's a handy map feature there where you can look up drives, where we're going to be, where we have been. And if you want to host a blood drive with your organization, you can just reach out and let us know, because we're open to new drives as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about our critically low blood supply with Claire DeRoyne with LifeServe Blood Center. Let's just say, oh, I'm a service club, or I'm the president of a service club, and we meet every Thursday at lunch, and I want to do a blood drive with my service club members. Is that possible? Would it work? How many people do I need there?
That is something that we would love to hear. We love ideas just like that. That's how a lot of our blood drives get started. The specifics kind of vary depending on if you want to have a blood mobile bus or if you want to be inside. We do plan a couple of weeks in advance just to make sure we have all of our staffing available and we have a bus available, all those good details. But yeah, that's exactly the perfect scenario. You would just reach out to us. We'll help you walk through the process of, we think you would do better on a blood mobile. If you have a great space, sure, we'll bring the chairs and set up inside. Just reach out with your ideas and we would be more than happy to get something set up. Blood drives can be fun events. They can be events that celebrate a birthday or an anniversary. We've had people throw blood drives when they are done with chemotherapy and they're excited and celebrating that. people who want to, quote unquote, you know, pay back the blood they've received. Blood drives are also a good way to do memorials, to remember someone who's maybe received blood or who was a big blood donor. Or if it's just something you want to give back to the community, blood drives don't cost at all for organizations or businesses to put on. So there's kind of nothing really to lose and only a lot of help to give.
Well, what happened during COVID-19 to your services? My understanding was there were a lot of elective surgeries were postponed. I bet that really messed things up for you.
That's true. So when the pandemic started, we didn't really know what to expect. But hospitals did shut down a lot of their or all of their elective surgeries. And there were many, many less people traveling. So a lot of the need for blood went down, which was good because we were not able to hold a lot of our blood drives. A lot of our blood drives are at schools or businesses, and with students not on campus and workers were, you know, going remote, working out of their home office, a lot of our blood drives had to cancel. I think the number is, at this point, we've had about 500 COVID-19 related cancellations. And that's whether people are not able to host us, they don't want to have a big event, they're not comfortable with it, or there's just not people there to come donate blood. So that totals about, that's more than 10,000 donations that we weren't able to collect. Things are starting to ramp back up as hospitals open for elective surgeries and people are out and about more. We are seeing the need for blood going back up. And that's also a normal summer thing that we see happen as people get outside, they're doing home improvement projects. Some of our medical partners have called summer trauma season. So we're really trying to boost our donations back up and make sure we have the blood available for folks who need it.
I might fall from the roof or get all tangled up in my lawnmower or something. Is that what you're saying happens?
That is what happens, unfortunately. And our medical partners are... they're just kind of used to it, and our blood bank system is used to it. The folks who work in our hospital services, they just kind of have in the back of their head the notion that summer's right around the corner, so we better start seeing more donors here pretty quickly. And it's unfortunate, but it's something that just kind of happens with the weather. It comes with the territory. So we, every other year, we're pretty prepared and know to expect, you know, okay, we're going to ramp up collections and see a lot more donors. But this year has been tough because there are still lots of businesses who, you know, aren't hosting their regular blood drives that we'd see them for. So that's why it's important that folks can come out and donate. And if you're willing to host the drive, definitely let us know because we've got a lot of dates available.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about our critically low blood supply with Claire DeRoyne with LifeServe Blood Center. So are we in current short supply, or are you just gearing up for an anticipation?
The blood inventory levels change every single day, and the scary news is this week there are 8 main blood types, and I think today 6 of them are in the critical need, so they're in the red. And how we determine our inventory is that we would like to have a 5-day supply of every blood type at all times, 5 days worth of blood. And when you get into the critical level, that means we have less than a 2-day supply. So we are getting a little short on a lot of our blood types, but we do have blood drives going on today, tomorrow, every day in lots of communities. So, reaching people like this is just an excellent way. It's a great help for us to let people know that we need donors. So thank you for helping us out.
Well, sure. Now, what's the process now? How do I come in? Let's just say in general, whenever one is happening, and one is happening in Pella. Do you have those dates?
Yes, we will be in Pella coming up on June 15th on Monday from noon until 5, and then we'll be back the next Monday on the 22nd as well, and those are both at Peace Lutheran Church. And our process has changed. Our regular donors might know that, oh, I can just pop in whenever I'm free. But with all of our precautions we're taking to make sure everything stays clean and safe and we maintain social distancing, we are not currently allowing walk-ins. So donors do need to book an appointment. But I think we've made it pretty easy because you can call us, text us, you can book your own appointment online, or you can reach out to us on all of our social media. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have real life people answering all of those different channels. So if there is a blood drive coming up that you have time to donate at, just reach out and let us know and we'll get you booked. And that's just to make sure we're not having big crowds of people show up at once. We're taking this very seriously. We're disinfecting pretty much nonstop. Our team members have to screen their temperatures before they come in. And we are also asking the donors and team members wear masks during their donation. And if you don't have one, we will provide you with one.
Okay. So wear a mask, socially distance, going to have to make an appointment. Anything else?
I believe those are all of the donor-facing precautions that we're taking. Just make sure you have an appointment and make sure you're feeling healthy and well. If you have a temperature of 99.5 or higher, we want you to stay home and get better. We're working hard to keep everyone healthy. I think that's it. We're doing a lot on the back end. We have team members who are assigned to blood drives who their only job is disinfecting things. They're not even drawing blood. They're just cleaning chairs and cleaning door handles and cleaning.
And so for other communities in the listening area, say Knoxville, Indianola, Pleasantville, Milo, a lot of the other communities and some of the smaller communities, you just need people to host in those events. In those places, you don't have anything scheduled for there yet.
I am pulling it up on my computer here because we have lots of drives every day and it's kind of hard to keep track of, but we could certainly use people hosting drives. Whether that's at your church or your business or otherwise. We do have donor centers in Ames, Urbandale, Des Moines. It looks like we do have blood drives every month in Indianola. And that looks like, I believe it's at the Trinity United Presbyterian Church in Indianola. The next drive is July 11th, so they go every month. And that's kind of what a lot of communities do. They'll set up for every other week, or they'll do just once a month and kind of be on their own schedule. But lots of blood drives going on every week. So if there's not one this week that you can catch, just check our website, and I'm sure there will be one in your area coming up soon.
Well, I was talking with a friend this morning, and it didn't come up because I was going to be talking with you today, but he expressed that he was concerned. He's been getting some calls about coming in and donating blood, but he's a healthy guy in his 40s. But he said, but my blood pressure's been too high. And he said, I really just think it's these stressful times is making my blood pressure run a little high for this. Is that a concern? Are you having trouble getting people to come in that normally come in because of, I don't know, different kinds of circumstances other than just, we're trying to lay low?
You know what? That's something I haven't heard, but that's a good point. We do, before someone donates, we do run a mini physical and we check blood pressure, pulse, that kind of thing. So we'll let you know your numbers. But mostly we have just seen a lot of donors saying, I'm not comfortable coming in, or I live with my parents who are high risk. And that's totally understandable. If people don't feel comfortable getting out and about just yet, we definitely understand. We don't want to pressure anyone who doesn't feel safe, to venture out. But the FDA and the CDC have both come out and said blood drives are not only, allowed to happen, but they're really necessary and critical to the healthcare of the country. So that's why even during the early days of the pandemic, when things were getting shut down and gatherings weren't allowed to happen, blood drives have always been allowed to and encouraged to go on because it's that important to, folks who need a blood transfusion, that it's not something you can reschedule. So while elective surgeries may have been put off for a while, there are still folks that needed those transfusions, and it was that important for us to keep collecting, whether it was a premature baby who needed a transfusion or cancer patients who just needed those weekly platelet transfusions to, keep their strength up. So I understand that people are a little hesitant. I am as well. I'm still doing my grocery curbside pickup. But we are working very, very hard by implementing all of these precautions to make sure a blood drive stays one of the safest places you can go. So, and even if you're not willing to donate, you can still sure help us out by spreading the word about folks who are willing to come on out. Encourage them to donate, maybe in your place.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Claire?
Gosh, I think that pretty much sums it up. But I just want to also thank you for helping us spread the word, because you know, blood donation is just kind of one of those things that's in the background for a lot of people and you don't think about until you experience a need for blood. So we appreciate you helping us spread the word and letting folks know how important it is.
Well, thank you. Thanks to Claire DeRoyen for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.